Hello, everyone. Be blessed. My name is Javen, and I'm here with my friend.
My name is Joshua. God bless all of you.
And today we want to talk about loving yourself. So I'm going to give you some tips and a brief overview of ways to love yourself more. I'm not saying that you don't love yourself, because everyone loves themselves, but I want you all to love yourself even more by feeding yourselves with the Word of God.
So the Lord Jesus Christ instructed us on two very key ways that we should love throughout our vessels that he's given us, which is our bodies and our mouth and our thoughts. He says here in Mark 12, verses 29 and 30, the first of all the commandments is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Now, it seems like it might be a little bit too much, as he says, with all thy heart and soul and mind and strength. But when you think of it, it is really capable to do if you're staying in his word and if you're praying with him, because you'll just start to realize the true sacrifices and things that he's done for you, not only at Calvary, but throughout your everyday life as he protects you from danger and harm.
True love is from God and is an integral part of his nature. Therefore, if a person in his heart truly loves God and his fellow man, he walks and lives in paradise on earth.
And although it may seem like, especially now in the times we're living in, that it's nothing and everything but paradise, but true paradise, as God and Jesus said, he comes to bring peace. And the Jews thought he'd bring outward peace, but he means to bring peace in the eternal, in the soul, in the heart. And walking in paradise with God is full atonement and union with him, and knowing that he cares for you, and despite whatever may happen to your flesh, to your loved ones, or to those around you, that you know who is your salvation and who is your source. And it says here, the second great commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But until we learn to love ourselves, we cannot obey God's second commandment, which tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It also says in Mark 12:31, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And pretty much what he is meaning is that we all sin and we all fall short, but also it says in the word of God that love covers a multitude of sins. So if we can try our best to love all those, not only our loved ones, but our enemies as well, then Jesus will remember that and he will report that before the Father, and we will be shown mercy and love as well.
Love is an emotional feeling that causes a person to strive for the closest attachment possible to another person. When we love someone, it's like we're giving ourselves completely to them. That's how we must be with God. So now I want to give you guys three keys to loving yourself.
The first key is loving self by separating from strife. We all hear that word strife, and I believe that there are many definitions to it, because until I heard from our pastor, I truly didn't know what it meant. But strife and striving truly means bitterness, and to strive for a place over one. And it also pretty much is just conflict. And to sum it all up, our human pride. As humans, we like to be the best. We like to be the main character. But Jesus himself, even although he knew he was the Son of God, he would always come humbly, and he would always say that he can do nothing apart from his Father, and we should be the same way.
The second key is to love yourself by accepting where you are in life. God has you exactly where you're supposed to be, and the best thing you can do is thank him for where you're at, praise him for where you will be and where you have been, and you'll be all right. The third key is
loving self by delivering ourselves from a fretful spirit. I know that myself included, we are all guilty of this. And pretty much what this is meaning and saying is that we can look at others and we can see others who are the enemy likes to put in our head, and we like to join ourselves to that. They are well off or better off than we are, and they are living a better existence than we are. But truly, this is nothing but discontentment and distress with what God has given us and all the many blessings which he's laid before us. We should try our best to not look at others and compare, as the word says as well, and to also just be content and happy with everything God has given us, for it's such a privilege to know of him, and not fretting over whether they're doing wrong and you're trying your best to follow God, but yet they're still getting the better end of the stick. It always says, and many times in the Word, that those who are well off now and those who are in iniquity and doing wickedness, but they are living a quote-unquote good life, as we would put it, that is a short time and it will come to an end. And truly living in righteousness is the eternal treasure, and that is what we should all strive for. We just have to look forward to the future. It says here in Psalms 37:1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity."
So this is saying, don't fret over others. We are all on our own individual journeys. Be grateful for where you're at in life.
And it also says in Psalms 37:7, that we should rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Early on from childhood, we could see those who are being rebellious to, say, teachers or parents, or those in authority over them, but yet they still seem to get their way and to have all the things that they want. And normally we'll find ourselves questioning if we should be behaving like them to get what we want. But ultimately, that is not the answer. That is nothing but pure deception from the enemy. It says here in Psalm 37:8, "To cease from anger and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil."
This is saying, fret not over the desire for revenge. Cease from anger. Love yourself enough to remain in perfect peace when your body is telling you otherwise.
And we can remain in this peace by reading the Word of God, staying in prayer with him, and looking back on the life of Jesus, because ultimately Jesus was spat upon, he was scratched, he was punched, he was kicked, scorned, everything you can name, and he did not fight back, and he did not have any revengeful, malicious thoughts toward any of his evildoers. Rather, he loved them. And although it's very hard to do, remember the eternal reward that lies at the end of the road. And eternity is much longer than whatever it is that we are going through. And in conclusion of this short word, it says here, "The person who practices the true biblical principle of loving thyself will enjoy a paradisical walk with the Lord in his own life. He will be able to keep the second commandment by loving his neighbors and strangers as himself. And he also will be able to teach others how to keep the first and second commandments." When we practice these things every day, not only do we get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, but also he is adding onto our spiritual inheritance that is real, no matter what it is that you are going through, and that he ultimately will lead us and guide us in all our ways, and we will find perfect peace and unity, and we will find everlasting joy in just letting him be the true head over our emotions, our feelings, and desires, that we would not do anything that we would regret later on, as we would realize that that is something Jesus would not do. God bless you guys.
God bless.